Well, a lot of this also plays into some of the changes in our maintenance model to allow us really to maintain SLE 11, SUSE Linux Enterprise 11, for a lot longer time. So let's talk a little bit about some of the changes in the maintenance model.
Yes. This is a very hot topic because we had a lot of heated discussions after we had decided for the new kernel stuff, which was also heated discussion internally. As you can imagine, it was, you can't do that. So now the maintenance was the next step of internal discussions and decisions that we had to do. We had the challenge that we had learned that customers are lazy. They are lazy to apply service packs. They are lazy to apply maintenance updates. They are not lazy because they are stupid, but they are lazy because they are under money and time pressure as everybody else is in the industry. It's a normal behavior. As a vendor of an operating system, which is the base of all the IT infrastructure, above the hardware level, certainly, it is important that you help your customers to easily apply the most important fixes and to easily get access to new functionality if the customer wants or needs the functionality. So helping customers to apply service packs and maintenance updates was the key element to make it easier for customers to get access and to make them willing to apply. So what we learned was that in the past, we did service packs very heavy, very big. Let's not discuss about SP1. It's an exception due to the dramatic changes in the industry and the hardware and so on. But let's take SLES 10 as an example. There have been about 250 packages out of 1,650 touched coming from SP2 to SP3. However, out of these 250 packages, only 50 are essential to what we provide as new or enhanced functionality in SLES 10 SP3. The other 200 packages only contain minor updates. So basically, these 200 packages could have been applied to SLES 10 SP2 as well. But we did not do that due to timing constraints, due to delivery model constraints, and so on. So the general idea is that we deliver maintenance updates in a standard case, not dependent on a specific service pack, but independent of a service pack.
So basically you're saying that as we move to SP2 and SP3, if a vendor can't move to SP2 quickly, they can still get all the updates that would come with, say, an SP3 and apply them all the way back to SP1, or a good chunk of the updates.
A good chunk. So the goal is to have 75% or more being applicable to all service packs.
So using service packs more as just feature updates as opposed to feature and large amounts of updates.
Right. The important thing now is there will be one package which always will be in the service pack. That's the kernel. Because we assume that the dramatic updates in the future will still be in the area of talking to hardware. So talking to hardware includes network, storage, wireless. It also may include stuff like open fabrics, InfiniBand. It might even include stuff like talking to hypervisors, because hypervisors are also something like a virtual hardware, right?
Right.
So that's where this package will always be specific to a service pack. While to take another example, Apache, it does not matter if I have an Apache 2.2.10 or so, which I'm based on SLES 11 GA, and I maintain the security level of Apache appropriately, there is no reason to make those patches dependent on a specific kernel. Because Apache and the kernel are completely independent,
right.
Hopefully. They should be, from the idea of the operating system and of modularity. So then Apache will be delivered, the updates, maintenance updates, security fixes, will always be delivered in a so-called GU repository, General Update Repository.
Okay.
This will be identical to the update repository for SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 Service Pack 1.
Okay.
Because of the changes that we introduced with SP1, it would not have made sense to base that on SLES 11 GA. There would have been too many changes in this repository. But the idea is to use SP1 as the base level for what we do with this new maintenance model.
Great. Matthias, thanks a lot for sitting down with Ron and I and telling us about SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 SP1.